Welcome to Encore, brought to you each week by BoomersWork.com. I'm Costas Halavrezos. As we move through different stages of life, it's natural to focus on our new responsibilities at each stage. But when we reach the point when we leave our well-defined productive years to a more unstructured period, many experience a loss of identity and feel that there must be something more to life. Shaping Purpose, a St. John company, has developed a program that helps individuals discover their core values and desires. We're joined today on Encore by Lauren Brett, co-founder of Shaping Purpose. He says the idea of Shaping Purpose came to him after he turned over his car dealership business to his son and wondered what he'd do with the rest of his life. Welcome to Encore.
Thank you, Ross. It's great to be here.
Now, you worked in the retail automobile business for about 40 years. How did your personal experience of stepping away from all of that evolve into the Shaping Purpose program?
I'll try and make a long story a little bit short, but the process as I was evolving the business to my son wasn't an overnight thing. It wasn't like one day you're working, the next day you're not. And I really hadn't thought through the full implications of being retired, and I wasn't forced to do it all of a sudden because it was a transition with my son. But as I became closer and closer to the thing called retirement, I began to realize I didn't know what it really meant and what I was supposed to do. Everybody I spoke to simply said, oh, you've deserved it. You go ahead and have a great time. But not one gave any thought to what it is that drives us and gets us out of bed in the morning. So I chatted with a lot of people and looked for a lot of online and various group helps and things like that, and concluded that the only two real common denominators in organizations that were trying to help people in retirement were either financial-based or faith-based, and those were not what I was looking for. I was looking for something more relating to what matters to me. So we came up with the word purpose, and then the company name that we branded it, Shaping Purpose, which is an attempt to help people understand and make the purpose that works for them clear and to get a plan working towards that end goal.
What are some of the obstacles to that?
Well, the obstacles are that there's a common, both a generational and a societal belief that as you retire, your responsibilities go away and life will just be fantastic. Assuming you have enough money to pay the rent and don't have any serious financial worries, then the assumption is that life will automatically be great in retirement. And the obstacle, the question you ask is, what are the obstacles to that, is that nobody really grasps the implication of being irrelevant. And that's the word that best describes what I was feeling in the early stages of the retirement. And irrelevant is just about as horrible a feeling, and it leads to things like depression and various nasty things. So all those things were stumbling blocks for me to get to a stage of anything resembling a happy and fulfilling retirement.
Based on what you've heard from your clients at Shaping Purpose, at what stages of life can men and women start thinking about what's next anyway?
Well, what I've learned is that it's not just retirement. That's obviously one of the major stages where relevance and purpose come to bear. But it happens in other major events. For example, divorce, loss of a loved one by death, a loss of a job, any financial, a big implication like that, puts big stress on a person to figure out what is next. So we've described these periods of transition as the area where Shaping Purpose can really be of importance, and it's not just retirement. So we've discovered that one of the largest cohorts of people who are really dealing with the issue of purpose are the military and paramilitary people, as they're transitioning out from a very controlled and structured career. So they've become one of our cohorts of great interest to us that we're working with the Canadian military and Veterans Affairs.
What's a good question for a person to start asking himself or herself when they reach one of these transitions?
One of the biggest and toughest questions to ask is, what really matters to me? And the answers, of course, are varied, but they're usually family, my own hobbies, personal health and the wellness, those kind of things. But those are quite broad. And when you break it down and get more specific, one really has to figure out what are the key elements of my own purpose. What is it that really matters to me? And it's from that, then we have to help people figure out how to make a roadmap and a plan towards accomplishing that purpose.
Now, I guess different people have different definitions of a purpose, that thing you mentioned which gets you out of bed in the morning. What's the range of some of the things you've heard or you've able to guide people towards?
Sure, it's a wide range, very personal and unique to individuals. And the purpose range is all over the map, but one of the most common that people do jump into and really get a lot of value for themselves from are helping other people, philanthropic, charitable, various works and labors that involve those kind of things. Those are often very fulfilling for people. But on the other scale, some people don't get a lift from that and are still wanting to be productive in some kind of either a business building or a helping manner. And Boomer's work is something that really caught my attention in that it deals with a lot of the issues and concerns that people have so that they can still continue to work, but they can work at their own schedule, which often isn't the case while you're still employed by someone else.
You're listening to Encore, sponsored by BoomersWork.com. I'm Costas Halavrezos. If you're retired and looking for part-time employment, or if you're an employer looking for experienced men and women, BoomersWork.com can connect you. Go to the homepage of BoomersWork.com. My guest on this week's edition of Encore is Lauren Brett, a former car dealership owner and co-founder of Shaping Purpose, a St. John company that helps individuals achieve clarity in their lives when they enter their later years. Lauren, are there questions that people hesitate to ask themselves about their future?
Sure, there are a lot of questions, and as we go through the various stages of life, there are hard questions that most of us just really try and ignore. Things like your relationship with your spirituality, what happens in the event of your death. One of the tests that we use and one of the tools that we use in our sessions is to encourage or to assist, actually, people to write their own obituary. And it's not meant to be a sad or anything negative. Rather, what it's supposed to do is if you're writing your own obituary, you'd like to comment in it on the things for which you were proud during your life. And it's a tool that really gets in the face of people, and they say, well, I can't write my own obituary. But the fact is, what it forces you to do is think about the things that matter. And that's really what the thing is about. If you can figure out what matters to you, then you can figure out what your purpose is, and then you can make a plan to make sure that you're in sync with that piece of your life.
Now, I understand your approach is more than just sitting down with clients. You actually take them to different venues where they can relax and really begin to open up.
Yeah, we've found that there needs to be a real focus, and we've fiddled with the amount of time required, and we can't seem to do it in less than about 20 hours. So our format is to take people to an area, not necessarily a luxury place, but at least some place that allows them to focus on the conversations of the session. And it may be like a B&B or some place that's maybe a tiny bit remote, where there really aren't any distractions of family or work or any financial issues sort of facing them, and allow them to focus on our 4-day format. And the time that we've turned out to be the best is we welcome them into a 4-hour session on the first day, the afternoon and evening of the first day, and then we have two very intense 8 to 9 hour days, and followed up by about a 6-hour session on the last day, where we work with the clients to make sure that they would leave with a plan to get their lives in sync with their own purpose. So those 4 days are laid out in a sequential and logical way to figure out, as I say, the purpose that matters to you, and then to make a plan to get your life in that path.
What do some of these sessions cost?
Depends on the group, the size, the number. Obviously, there's individuals. But the majority of work we've done have been with large groups like military and other paramilitary groups. So it's something that we need to talk to an individual about to tailor it to fit them.
Now, in your literature, you say that your program challenges conventional thinking about how people progress through the stages of their lives. What are some of the elements of that conventional thinking?
Well, the conventional thinking I referred to a little bit earlier there, number one is that if you have enough financial worth to not have to worry about your rent, and maybe you can even, you know, take some vacations, then the assumption is that life will be great because you're okay financially. Well, that ignores and misses the whole point of purpose. And we find that the majority of people that we are speaking to and dealing with are not worried about financial. They're much more worried about the next step beyond financial. So that's one of the assumptions that just is wrong, and people just aren't satisfied to be okay financially.
And what do you mean by living life with clarity?
Well, the clarity is the tool or the putting together the life plan which allows you to live on a track that brings you toward your purpose. Say it another way. Let's say, for example, your purpose and the thing that really jazzed you was to work within some charitable organization, Red Cross or some other organization like that. So your clarity then would be to, first of all, know that's what it is that matters to you. And then secondly, the clarity would be to arrange your day, your week, your month, arrange your time such that it allowed you to do that at the amount and level that you wanted to do. That way, the individual has clarity on what they're doing, and they have a plan to make it happen.
What do you do when you encounter someone who really feels that he or she is on some kind of downward slope in life?
Well, unfortunately, that's often the case. The reason they come to us is that they're dealing with some really difficult questions and issues and not knowing how to proceed. And we use a tool that we call GPV, Gifts, Passions and Values, and it allows us to work with people to figure out what does matter to them. So it's a quite a detailed process of digging into the things in their life that have worked, that have not worked, the things that in every way bring them joy. So you need to understand what your gifts are. If you're a musician, or if you're a good speaker, or if you have great sales skills, those kind of things are identified as your gifts. Your passions are something that you absolutely love to spend time at, and you get more energy from it than you expend doing it. And then your values are the things that are just core to your makeup. It may be honesty. It may be the desire to be with family. But those, again, are very unique and personal. So if you can dive into your gifts, passions, and values, then you're a long way towards being able to put a roadmap together to get you to being able to live in sync with your purpose. And that's where we get clarity.
Lauren Brett, thank you very much for joining us on Encore.
My pleasure. It was great chatting with you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Lauren Brett is co-founder of Shaping Purpose, a St. John firm which helps individuals find a sense of clarity as they move from their well-defined working years into a more unstructured period of life. You've been listening to Encore, sponsored by BoomersWork.com. If you're retired or approaching retirement and looking for part-time employment, or if you're an employer looking for experienced men and women, BoomersWork.com can connect you. Just go to the homepage of BoomersWork.com. Each week at this time, BoomersWork.com brings you Encore. We'll introduce you to men and women exploring new and exciting developments of special interest to the ever-growing number of Canadians aged 50 and over. I'm Costas Halavrezos. Have a great day.